There's Power in the Blood. The Story Behind a Hymn. This is Cindy Sekiguchi, A Cup of Devotion. Hymns and Scriptures for Troubled Time. Today's hymn, There's Power in the Blood. Let's take a closer look. Lewis Edgar Jones, author of this hymn, and Billy Sunday, the baseball evangelist and temperance crusader, graduated from Moody Bible Institute in the late 1800s. Jones wrote 200-plus hymns while Sunday preached over 20,000 sermons in churches and borrowed circus tents, reaching nearly 1 million people. Many of Jones' hymns were inspired by sentences in a pastor's sermon. At a camp meeting in Maryland, Jones heard a message about the power in the blood of Jesus, and this hymn was born. Camp meetings sprang up across America in the early 1900s, the Third Great Awakening. A central message of this era was the power of Jesus' blood, boldly proclaimed by noted evangelists Billy Sunday and J. Wilbur Chapman. Billy Sunday tells this story in a sermon about atonement in the blood. Jesus has paid for your sins with his blood. You will never be saved if you reject the blood. I remember when I was in the YMCA in Chicago when I saw a newsboy with a young sparrow in his hand. I said, "Let that little bird go." He said, "Aw, go on with you, you big mutt." I said, "I'll give you a penny for it," and he answered, "Not on your tintype." "I'll give you a nickel for it," and he answered, "Boss, I'm from Missouri. Come across with the dough." I offered it to him, but he said, "Give it to that guy there," and I gave it to the boy he indicated and took the sparrow. I held it for a moment, and then it fluttered and struggled and finally reached the window ledge in a second story across the street. And other birds fluttered around over my head and seemed to say in bird language, "Thank you, Bill." The kid looked at me in wonder and said, "Say, boss, why didn't you chuck that nickel in the sewer?" I told him that he was just like that bird. He was in the grip of the devil, and the devil was too strong for him, just as he was too strong for the sparrow, and just as I could do with the sparrow what I wanted to, after I had paid for it, because it was mine. God paid a price for him far greater than I had for the sparrow, for he had paid it with the blood of his son, and he wanted to set him free. The blood of Jesus. More powerful than any sin. This is the believer's testimony. This is the power in the blood of Jesus.